The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, fortunately, the advance in medicine means that many people, when they get a diagnosis of cancer, they get their treatment and they recover and they return to their previous life. But it's not necessarily always easy, particularly with something like going back to work when you've come through the entire treatment. Physically, psychologically, perhaps. Now, we have a couple of guests with us. We're going to talk in a moment to somebody who has thankfully survived cancer, who has since returned to work. But first, Angela Buckley, you're a counsellor and psychotherapist. And how much of an issue is it for people trying to get back to work after they've gone through a period of treatment?
And it can be a huge issue for some people, because the person who left work before the diagnosis is a very different person that's coming back after their treatment. And sometimes what we see on the outside doesn't actually reflect what's happening on the inside for the person. So we're all very familiar that with cancer, I suppose we come back different physically, in the sense that some women may be coming back and they may be missing their breast. Somebody may be coming back with a colostomy bag. So physically, it can be a different reality for the person coming back to work. Emotionally, it can be very distressing. It can take a lot of confidence away. And cancer can knock people in their confidence. It can also lead to increased anxiety and depression. And even socially, it can be a very different experience for people returning to work.
And straightforward tiredness. Might they have different energy levels to what they had previously?
Fatigue can be a huge issue. And what we say to people is maybe have a few strategies when you go back to work in, you know, letting your employer know, and then maybe saying, today I'm feeling really exhausted and I need to go.
Yeah, that brings me to work colleagues. What about them? Because sometimes might they understand that the person who's returned to work is in some way different?
And no, everybody, regardless of whether they're colleagues or not, they don't want to bring additional stress onto the person. So there can be a sense of avoiding the conversation. So as part of the workshop that we're doing in ARC, what we'll be saying is, consider how you're going to tell your colleagues. You know, maybe somebody could send out an email beforehand. Maybe you could do it at a team meeting, or maybe just to be prepared that when people are going to talk to you, some people will want to know everything and some people may avoid you, not because they're avoiding you, but because it's too hard maybe for them to say, how are you getting on and how can I support you? So we have to be aware, I suppose, of all of these factors when we're going back to work into our workplace, because we are definitely not the same person going back as the person when we left.
Valerie McArdle, thank you for being with us. Are we talking about you?
To a certain extent, we are.
Tell us a little bit of your own story, please.
I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2017, February 2017. It was an accidental find. I went in to get my gallbladder taken out and it was found then. I received very good care.
Sorry, what type of cancer is that?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's your immune system and your lymphatic system is affected. Mine presented in the fact that you have enlarged lymph nodes. It leads to blood disorders, things like that.
What's the sort of prognosis you get when you have that?
Depending on the severity of what you have, I was told that mine wouldn't be curable, but would be controlled. I'll never be rid of it. You know, it's not something that you can go for 6 months chemo and it'll be gone. Once it's there, it's there.
But you can manage it.
It can be managed. I had 6 months intensive chemotherapy. Because I was ostensibly very healthy, when my consultant and I sat down and talked about the treatment, she decided that because I was healthy, I could cope with 6 months intensive therapy, which would have been, I think it was worked out, a session every 3 weeks, with the view that if I wasn't coping with it, it could be stretched out. But because I was so healthy, I wanted it done. You know, get this done, move on. Just regain my life.
And it worked for you?
It did. I had 6 months chemotherapy and then 2 years of maintenance, which I just stopped about 2 months ago.
Very good.
But I went back to work after the 6 months.
No, you were off the 6 months when
yes.
You're having the chemotherapy. There's
yes.
No way you'd have been able to work through that.
No, I wouldn't have. I didn't. The thing that struck me most was that I didn't have the concentration. The job that I do requires a lot of concentration.
And there's a thing called chemo fog, isn't there, that a lot of people experience?
I mean, it's my sister compared it very much to baby brain. You know, you have no short-term memory. You have no concentration. I mean, I would have read 2 books a week. I couldn't read a page and retain any information from it. And to me, that was a big thing. So, as I said, I got loads of advice from people and I took all of it. And one of the pieces of advice was that everything you lose, replace it with something.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when I couldn't read, I had to find something else to do. So I started doing, you know, that colouring in for adults. And I was at my chemotherapy one day and I was sitting, because I had to have something to do for the hours that I was sitting there having it. And a lady sitting beside me said, "You're very good at that. Did you ever think of just drawing freehand, not from a picture?" And I started taking art classes then. So I found something different to replace the reading.
Then when you went back to work, how difficult did you find that to be?
My advice to anybody going back to work, first of all, is when you think you're ready to go back to work, you're not. You need to give it at least another 2 weeks. Because, yes, you can clean the house, you can do this, you can walk from here to God knows where. But think about it when you come back. Do you curl up in a corner and sleep for an hour? You do.
You can't do that at work.
You can't do that at work. You need to go back to work as well as you possibly can and as able to cope. Because when people see you back to work, she's back. Everything must be okay. So as Angela said, you need to manage that. Now, I managed it by, I had long discussions with my employer about it as to what would be the best way for me to go back to work. And I had agreed that it would be staged so that, I mean, for somebody who lives close to their work, half days probably suits. But I live in Drogheda. And that
and work in Dublin, is it?
And that could be a 2 hour commute some days.
Which is draining enough in itself.
It is. So they suggested that I do days. And I do shorter days in the fact that I would miss the traffic.
Can I ask, I don't know whether you want to identify your employer.
I don't.
If you don't, that's fine. But what sort of size business? Because I presumed, you know, a bigger organisation can
actually cope
better.
It's a large retail company,
okay.
Irish retail company.
So it can actually perhaps cope a little bit better,
yes,
recover for you
retail.
Than a smaller business,
yes,
might be able to.
Exactly. But I mean, the whole thing about going to back to work as well, you were saying there about how your people treat you and your friends and that and your colleagues when you go back. I made a point of going back on the Friday and talked to everybody I knew. I walked every floor of that building so that I had all the, how are you? Wasn't it terrible? Are you okay? You look well. That was all done.
Had all your conversations with people.
Exactly. And the people who needed to know that I wasn't as, and as Angela said, you do lose your confidence. I mean, apart from anything else, you have them doing the job for 6 months. You do forget things. I mean, I looked at my computer and I couldn't remember how to do the silliest things. But it doesn't take long to pick those things back up again. But the people around you need to appreciate that you do get tired, that your confidence is not as good. I actually started, there were particular jobs that I do that are quite important. They involve a lot of money. And I actually found I was, somebody else was doing it with me because I hadn't the confidence to do it on my own. Until somebody said, "You've been doing this for years. You taught us how to do it." And I suddenly thought, yeah, I did. And from then I just moved on.
Did you get support from outside the business?
I found ARC great support. So I did.
In what way?
Somewhere to go to talk to people who understood what you were talking about. I don't have any other friends who had cancer. So I didn't really have anybody to touch base with. I found mindfulness and relaxation in ARC a great support.
And how are you now? Are you back in the flow of things or
I'm
is it still something that you have to work
at? No, I'm back working full time. There are days, but I mean, you yourself probably have days that you would think, wish I wasn't here, wish I was somewhere else. We all get days like that, regardless of whether you have cancer or whether you don't have cancer. And yes, I do get days like that, but I don't. I personally don't think they're cancer related anymore. So I don't. I think I'm now, if not better than I was, as good as, if not better than I was before, because I've learned a lot from having cancer. I'm much more tolerant.
of yourself and of others?
Yeah. I'll give myself a pass, whereas beforehand I mightn't have. I would give somebody a bye, whereas maybe before I'd have thought, that's stupid. Or I'd say, hold on a second. You know, show them how to do it. Be that bit more patient. You know, there are more important things than this. And it has, I do have a different sense of values of what's important and what's not important.
I need to finish. Angela Buckley, if people need support in the way that Valerie McArdle has had support during her cancer journey, what do they do?
They literally come along to one of our centres, either on the South Circular Road or on in Eccles Street.
That's in Dublin.
So in Dublin. And the door is always open. And we offer numerous services. As Valerie said, we offer counselling, we offer relaxation, we offer reflexology. So there's a wide range of services that we offer.
ARCcancersupport.ie, is there information there?
ARCcancersupport.ie. And before we finish, can I make one plug?
Please do.
We are holding our annual Torch of Hope Relay on Sunday, the 29th of September. And this is to celebrate cancer survivors and also to remember those that we've lost through cancer. And we would love for people to sign up and to register on our website, arc.com, before Thursday.
Thank you very much, Angela Buckley from ARC, and Valerie McArdle for talking to us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.